celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Oh, we have so much to get accomplished this hour, so I'll quit with the yap. We definitely will hear from Blue. He just wants to be called Blue, apparently. Dr. Deira Blue from The Vet Life on Animal Planet, and you worked with him.
I didn't work so much with him, but he worked with some doctors that trained under me. So it was, he's been in kind of our network in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is, one big family. It's just a lot of veterinary clinics that many are associated with.
Well,
together.
You seem to be very proud of him. I mean,
I am. He's a charismatic, successful veterinarian. And, his talent is really communication. I think in any field, if you can talk to people and you can convey what you want to do and explain why, you will go far. And he does a great job with that.
Okay. Well, he'll be on. And of course, tonight is the last of the season.
Last episode. Yes.
The Vet Life on Animal Planet, so you'll want to check that out after hearing him right here on Animal Radio. If you haven't already, we've all seen it here in the studio. Robert Semra will be back this hour with, I love his lists, 5 secret activities your pets do while you're gone. 5 secret activities your pets do while you're gone.
Okay, butt licking is on there 3 times.
Yeah. At least. Lori Brooks working so hard in the newsroom. What do you got coming up this hour?
BS, Hal.
BS?
You know what BS stands for. Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Okay, but coming up, what does BSL stand for?
Ooh.
Because if you love dogs, you're going to run into this term sooner or later, and we'll explain everything.
That's on the way. Let's go to the phones for your calls. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. And let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Where are you calling from today?
Santa Barbara, California.
Oh, listening on KTMS. Thank you so much for doing so. I have Dr. Debbie and Joey Villani here. How can we help you?
Well, I have a older cat that has long-term kidney disease. We've been treating him with sub-Q fluids for quite a while, and lately in the last year, he's been getting blood in his urine, and we've had a couple of blood tests from the local vet here. And they can't seem to figure out what it is. The urinalysis test show there's no kidney or bladder infection. And he's recently starting to have hyperthyroidism, so we put him on the Tapazole, and then we noticed the bleeding started getting much worse. So
he had some of the bleeding before he was put on the Tapazole.
Right. It would be occasional where it would be a pinkish orange, and then it would go clear. And then every once in a while would cycle in as it looks like there'd be blood in it. And I got to the point where I was checking regularly just to see how he was doing. And now it seems to be getting worse. So it seems like we would have to see if he's a candidate for doing some kind of testing. I don't know if it would be sonogram testing or some kind of CAT scan, but I don't know if he's a candidate for anesthesia. And I was just wondering if you knew what might be causing it. Would it be some kind of damage to the kidneys or the bladder? When they've taken the samples of urine out of the bladder, they use some sort of a sonogram machine to locate the bladder, and they never said they could see anything that looked like a growth on the bladder.
Okay.
And I don't know if there's any kind of bladder lining problems or tumors that might be small enough or thin enough that would involve the lining of the bladder or the ureters or the kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just
have they taken X-rays on him?
No, not yet.
Okay.
The vet we went to wasn't really that proactive about it. They were only kind of worried if it was an infection. And I don't think they're prepared to do any other investigative
stuff. So a couple things that I'll mention as far as, now, if you were to say to me that this blood in the urine didn't appear until after your kitty was put on the Tapazole, and Tapazole is a medication that we use to treat high thyroid levels in cats. So there are some cats that will develop blood in the urine solely from being on that medication. So if that's the case, then we have to find an alternate treatment method for the thyroid disease, whether it's surgery, radiation, or diet. Mm-hmm. But if the blood in the urine was present before, just magnified, then I definitely would kind of go looking for the other things that can cause blood in the urine. In the first situation I mentioned, when cats have kind of a side effect with the tapazole, it tends to affect their platelets, mm-hmm. and that can cause problems with low platelets and bleeding, and we can see some of that blood in the urine. So if that's the case, we need to be doing blood work after being on tapazole to check to see if that's the case. Right. And if they've done that and done follow-up blood work and said, no, his platelets are normal, there's something else causing this, then I go looking for the biggies, you know, the things you mentioned, a couple things, things like affecting the kidneys. We can still have a pyelonephritis even though a urine culture is negative. A pyelonephritis is a kidney infection, so we can see that happen. So that's where doing things like x-rays or an ultrasound may be the secondary and third type steps that we would do after an initial urine test or a culture. If we see evidence of that on those kind of imagings, then you know, obviously we need to treat aggressively for kidney infection. But we can also see, you know, problems with stones in the kidney or in the bladder that can cause this type of thing. And then, you know, other things as far as problems, I see hypertension, especially in cats that have kidney disease. Hypertension is high blood pressure, and that's very common in cats that have chronic kidney disease. And one of the manifestations of that can be blood in the urine. So kind of all of those type of things would be important things that I'd make sure we check for here, so that we know that we're heading in the right direction. So, well, it sounds like you got a good handle on things there, Joe, and well, doing something right for a 17-year-old cat. That's awesome. That's wonderful.
Yeah, well, it's every care he can, because I've gone through this several times with the cats, and I feel so sorry for them. You know, try to give them every opportunity.
Please keep us posted. Here's the number, toll-free, 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to the Dream Team. And don't forget, you can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hi, who is this?
It's Casey.
Casey?
Yeah.
Hey, Casey, how you doing?
I've got a 7-year-old Blue Heeler German Shepherd mix. And about a week ago, she's come up, just developed a bald spot on her right rear hip. And she scratched at it for a day or so, and it's not a bald spot. She's not been scratching at it any longer, but it's still just bald as it could be. And it's, you know, we're about a week, maybe a week and a half down the road now. It doesn't seem to be improving or getting worse.
All right. Well, where did you say you were calling from, Casey?
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, all right. And has Casey ever had any kind of skin problems in the past that you can ever recall?
No, she never has.
Never has. All right. Well, that scratch reflex that you're describing, and we look for that a lot of times with dogs as a sign that they're having intense itching, and that can definitely be from a lot of different things, whether we're talking about an allergy or an infection. And I guess I'd have one more question for you kind of before we go any further. Is, has Casey had any kind of vaccinations recently, any kind of shots of any sort?
No, she hasn't. Had a rabies shot about 3 months ago.
Okay, 3 months ago. The reason I ask that is just there is an occasional situation where a pet can have a little bald spot that develops at the site of the rabies shot or some other vaccines. Can happen with other injections as well, but sometimes we'll see that on the right leg because a lot of veterinarians give the rabies shot in that area. So that's a possibility, but gosh, I just don't think that would really make Casey very itchy or scratchy. And you're calling from Texas, but do you travel to other states as well?
Yeah, we drive a truck. She gets to go all over the country, so naturally she's exposed to a lot of different things.
Uh-huh, yeah. And that's the other thing is that, you know, you're going through so many different states, and in Texas there's a lot of problems with fleas and a lot of potentials for parasites. So things such even as ticks, and those can definitely cause some problems where we can see itching and scratching. The other potentials, we could have even like a hot spot. And have you ever heard of that before?
Yeah, I've heard of it. Never seen it or dealt with it, but...
hotspots are kind of interesting things, and it's kind of a layman's term, and, you know, it's mostly, we describe it saying that, like, it's a hot area, you know, it's hot with inflammation or infection, and sometimes that truly is the case. With a hotspot, we can actually see that from an infection or an allergy that starts it off, and it's an area where the pet is very scratchy, very itchy. We'll even see some moist crusting in the area. So, you know, if you kind of look at it, it's like a big scabby area, and the hair might even come out of that area very easily with just mild plucking. So that might be something. And if that's the case, we really need to get Casey on some antibiotics, see about getting that area cleaned up, you know, maybe some medicated shampoos. So I don't know if you have that ability. Is Casey pretty much up for any kind of bathing, any kind of topical things? Have you ever had to try that before?
No, you know, she's never really had any sort of issues whatsoever. She, you know, still takes a bath for me just fine and all that. So, I don't know. I guess my question was, is this something you'd recommend I'd go ahead and take her into a veterinarian for?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think this is, you know, especially since you described that it was bothering her so bad. Anything that starts off that way, you know, when our pets start telling us and having such a drastic change in their behavior and, you know, focusing on that area, then I'd say, yeah, definitely there's something there we need to address. And hopefully it's just something where we can try with antibiotics or anti-itching allergy medicines. There's so many things that we have out there that we can help. So I would say that definitely that would be the first step. And from there, I would you know, definitely look to see if there's anything parasite-wise. And I'm assuming with Casey, you're traveling. Is she on heartworm prevention and flea and tick prevention?
Not really on anything.
I've got to stop you there. And I'm going to be a crusader for Casey's health right now. And I think you really need to see about getting her on some prevention. So go get that skin thing looked at. But heartworm disease is carried by mosquitoes. This is peak season in the summertime. Pretty much every state has it. And all it takes is one bite of a mosquito to pass that. So I would definitely encourage you. I know you called about the skin thing, but I'm going to put my commercial in for her and to make sure we keep her healthy and protected.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 3388 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3388.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0101 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0101 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com, code 0101.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Ow. Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Not available in all states.
Successful entrepreneurs just like you know that demand, location, and attraction are the keys to building a solid business. And now, for the first time ever, Reese and Irby's robotic frozen yogurt vending machines offer you the opportunity to own your own business and provide those exact tools to aid in your success. success. Imagine a revolutionary kiosk that creates that essential demand at any location, delivering delicious and creamy frozen yogurt for your customers. 9 flavors, 6 toppings, served from a robot. Picture a machine that can be placed practically anywhere and a corporate support team that finds all the premier sites for you so you can focus on your premium opportunity. It's a vending experience that creates excitement, captivates audiences of all ages, and generates endless possibilities for your potential success. Want to learn more? Recent Irby's Froyo kiosks are now available as a franchise opportunity across the U.S. But you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 4646. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 4646.